Hello. Welcome to not just another episode, but the final episode of Sophia's Choice, a Golden Girls podcast. I am Alan, and for the last 4 years, I've been joined by the kindest, most generous, most artistically gifted man I've ever had the good fortune to know. My life is better every day that he's part of it. Ski.
I think that's a gross exaggeration on many fronts, but thank you.
I thought it was just going to go with I've been joined by a saucy bitch.
Well, I do have another intro.
And Gino was far more talented artistically, wouldn't you agree?
No, I wouldn't agree. I saw Gino draw in one medium. I've seen you be artistic in many different mediums. I think that you have to take that into consideration.
I hope he's doing well. I hope he uses his talent still.
Yeah, I hope so too, but.
So would you introduce Ski as like king of the medium, while I would be king of the large?
Again, still a gross over-exaggeration.
For both of you. It'd be more like king of the micro and king of the small.
Yeah, I'd go like, of the medium and the mild. Mm-hmm. And then people like, I can't remember which one's better. Yeah.
Well, I'm mild but chunky. And that's the way I prefer it. But.
Yeah. If only others did.
Yeah. Well, I'll do this other intro here. I have also had the unbelievable opportunity to sit beside the funniest person I've ever met, a man whose wit and intelligence are only matched by his exceptional qualities as a parent and friend. I aspire to be him, and I am grateful to know him. Brent.
Oh, thank you.
That's
very sweet.
For a second, I was wondering if Pikmin was here.
You never knew Pikmin's first name.
Yeah, I like the idea that that's...
I didn't want to show up and make it weird.
Yeah, two Brents in one podcast, that would just be awkward.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong, I love my nickname and all, but my Christian name is Brent.
Exactly.
So, well, today we just have the big final matchup as decide the greatest episode of the entire series. Mm-hmm. It is funny because I am conflicted a little bit. I'm not conflicted about the choice I made for what ultimately is my championship, but I am conflicted about some of the things leading up to it. Mm-hmm. So I'll be curious to see where you guys fall on that as well.
I spent the last X number of weeks or whatever, sort of going back and forth and end up being that 2-1 vote in my mind. Okay. Like I don't know if that's right, but I have one reason why I'm voting for the one I'm voting for and two reasons why I'm voting against the one I didn't choose.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
I'll definitely be curious.
It sounds definitive regardless.
Correct. It's a decision I'll stand by.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, this podcast has the permanence of a little kid's sandcastle.
Hey, I made sandcastles yesterday.
Okay. Is it still there?
No.
Rest my case.
Exactly. It was promptly destroyed.
There you go.
What's funny is
makes fools of us all.
We were playing out in the backyard with Ken and Alexis was sandbox.
Exactly. I like to think you just turn it on the garden hose. Tide's coming in.
I just like the idea that he might be playing out in the backyard without Camden. He's like, we're just playing tag.
I think the sandbox is what? 3 feet by 3 feet?
Nah, probably not even. It's decent size. I don't know.
Not even. It's not decent size.
Sorry,
it's not even 3 feet by 3 feet.
I'll go with. It may be larger than 3 feet wide. Okay. It's not huge, but we got three.
So you get about 9 square feet.
It's probably a little more than that, because it's longer than wide.
Gotcha. Okay. Regardless, I just imagine you out there with your metal detector.
That's right. Just in case. You can never be too sure. You'd be surprised at all the needles I find in there.
His knee high, or his garter socks on.
Exactly.
And his sun hat or whatever.
I got a little jacket tied around my waist.
Yeah, exactly.
Just praying for the day he discovers a Confederate nickel.
I'm just imagine him with his fanny pack on. He fumbles to get his chapstick out.
Exactly. He's like, oh, it's another PBR pull tab.
Yeah, well, I hope that you and Camden have made some good memories out there.
Well, I'm going to say, though, Lex was, we have a little sandcastle mold, right? So she filled it up, packed it in, and flipped it over, and she tried it like three times.
She calls that the Eddie.
The Eddie, yeah, that's nice. But the third time, it was perfect, right? Like, okay. You could see all the features, it was really well done. And she was very proud of herself. And then,
so, like, sometimes, you know, like, it would, like, it wouldn't, the sand would not be, like, to the form of the mold.
Right, yeah, like, it has, like, some spires on the corner and stuff. And, like, one would kind of crumble halfway the first two times. The first time, it was too dry, so, like, one half kind of caved in.
Yeah. Do you know how you fix that?
Add water.
I was going to say butter, but.
If you listen to his podcast,
what
you would
types
know.
Of butter would you recommend? Land Any thoughts? We actually happen to have some Land O'Lakes.
There you go. Problem solved.
This guy and his butter, Alan.
I know. He knows his butter. No one's butter when it comes to butter.
But third time she got perfect. And then we kind of reveled in it for a few seconds, of course, as you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we called the baby over to knock it down. Mm-hmm. And he happily did so. But it was hilarious because as soon as he knocked it down, he like had this instant look of regret on his hands.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, what have I done?
Sounds so much like the time when Ski went out and destroyed a child's kite.
Yeah. Instantly like, why would I do this? Yeah.
God creates, man destroys.
He now knows the paradox of life.
Right.
All that was created will one day be unmade.
Exactly. All right. Well, in case you haven't been following along, our final two episodes that are competing for the greatest episode of the series are Henny Penny Straight No Chaser.
That was season 6, episode 26, right?
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. As well as One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1, which was Season 7, Episode 25. Both great episodes. I think they're both deserving of being in this conversation for sure.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where you two come. Like I said, in all honesty, I probably have a couple, at least one episode that I sub in for my loser.
Season 1, Episode 20?
No, not quite. It's a great episode.
It's a good runner-up.
Yeah, adult education, it gives us a lot of life lessons. About,
it does.
In my opinion, it gives life lessons about, you know, persevering through adversity and whatnot. Mm-hmm. For Brent, it gives lessons about not getting unfairly accused by.
Some people learn from Goofus, others learn from Gallant.
So which one is Gallant in this case? Anyways, but I do have a few different things going on. Do either of you two have any special features you wanted to add in today?
I wanted to. I kind of have been busy, and I thought, you know what? I'll do something special for the last episode. And the last several days, I've been more busy than I anticipated, as has been the case lately. And so I did bring you guys some stuff.
Yeah, brought you guys something too.
Very nice.
I do have a special feature, but it might be better like towards the end.
Okay. Well, I have a few different things. We do have some listener interactions, which we, of course, always like to do.
Indeed.
So do you want to just kick off with those first?
I think that'd
absolutely.
Be perfect.
Okay.
That's what we tend to do.
So I put out, now there was an interaction last week. This was based on our, I believe it was just our most recent episode prior to this.
The quarter quote.
Yeah. and Lisa had noted that you.
Thank you, Steve.
Lisa had noted that you made a comment to her. Like, I think you said that one was for you, Lisa, or that one was for Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
It was about a Batman joke, I believe,
oh, nice.
That you had made. And she asked to confirm that, and I said, yep, that was. And she was suitably impressed.
Oh, nice.
So I thought that was nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. I'm glad you caught it. But I honestly don't remember what it was, but I'm glad.
At this point, I remember the very specific.
I believe it was specifically you promised to send her a bunch of stickers with money. Is that right?
Yeah, Brent, out of
large,
your own bank
large
account.
Large bills. Say what?
I just said out of his own bank account. I just want to be clear.
Whatever it was, I'm sure it was a winner.
I thought it was surplus from our income from this podcast.
Right.
But I'm glad she enjoyed it.
Good.
I'm glad anybody enjoys anything.
just period.
Exactly.
That seems a little too broad.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you really think about that statement, like, there's probably guys out there that, you know, that was a good murder I just did. That was fun.
Anything associated with this podcast. Okay. Keep it within the lanes of this. You know, like if you've, you know, listened at all, you know, you've enjoyed it, you know, I'm glad. You know, and if you have like any friends who listen, it's like, that's not for me. Just tell them no hard feelings. Mm-hmm. Then I get it.
Now, is that a Brent after 4 years of podcasting that's at that point? Or do you think you would have had that attitude at the very beginning? Because if you would have, then that's probably part of why our success hasn't been what it could have been.
Should have been much more aggressive, you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Pushing our brand.
I think both. I mean, I think even, you know, from the very beginning, I was like, oh, we're an error casting. this is such a niche thing. And then our just personalities and sense of humor, you know, it's not destined for the masses.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I think there's a pretty large group of people that would like our humor in general. But I just think it's finding them. It's a large number of people when you consider there's 7 billion people in the world. Anyways, well, I had made another post. I just said that it was hard to believe that we're just 3 days away from dropping the final episode. So I just put this out there 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I said that we'll be recording on Sunday afternoon. And if anybody would like to get one last shout out in or their first, that they would love to hear
their name on a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty big deal.
Exactly. They want a sticker.
You know? Yeah. I mean, this podcast has been heard over 43,000 times.
Great to think about that.
Mm-hmm. And over 100 countries. So. And there's some impressive aspects of what we've done here.
Exactly. I
mean, this will definitely be the largest number of people we ever reach in our lives, probably.
More than likely. Well, I don't know, Brent might.
Yeah, he's got the book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad that we outlasted Newbie.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are definitely some people that have dropped off along the way that were you know, more involved early on. But, you know, life gets busy sometimes.
Exactly.
I've had podcasts that I really enjoyed listening to, but I just didn't have the time for anymore. Yeah. And moved on. Mm-hmm. So I totally get it. But for anybody, whether you listen to one episode or all 200 odd episodes, we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, they're out there. Anyone can pick it up anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll be there for a while. And we're not done forever after this either. It'll just be a little bit of a hiatus while we kind of recalibrate and Brent gets his affairs in order.
I still think that if, you know, we've got all the recordings already, you know, pre-done.
Mm-hmm.
I could put them all on YouTube. It wouldn't, I mean, it'd take a little bit of time, but.
Yeah. I think they're going there anyways.
They what?
They're going there anyways.
What do you mean?
Google's turning off their podcasting feature.
Really?
And so all podcasts there are being migrated over to YouTube.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Now, whether they'll then, like, insert their own ads or whatever, and what that means as far as remuneration goes, I have no idea, but they're no longer, like, Google Podcasting is shutting down in the not-too-distant future.
Hmm. Huh? I did not know that.
That's interesting. Hopefully it all, goes well and exposes a few more people to our podcast that haven't, you know, bothered to check it out so far.
And if it does, you know, for people, you know, listening on the day this drops, you know, make sure you get your hipster cred and be like, oh, I knew him when.
Yeah. So I'll give you the, we had about 6 or 7 comments to that last post.
It's like the finale of Newhart.
Yeah. Well, Adriana, she said, oh my God, no, I'm going to miss you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was very nice.
Back at you.
Now, I have not, as of the recording of this, and maybe by tomorrow morning when this drops, I have not replied to these yet because I wanted us to just reply to them on the podcast.
Yeah.
But then Jennifer, we haven't heard from her in a little bit of time.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, no, you have to do something else so we can still listen. Apologies for being absent for so long. I was recording and touring. I finally got a single on Spotify now with another to come once the mastering is complete.
Congratulations.
I think you had mentioned about the deal. On Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. So congratulations, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer Balboa. You should definitely check her out. Spotify is an easy place to find somebody's content at this point. So
exactly. Hopefully for her debut single, the B-side is the Bumblebee Tuna.
Yeah.
I mean, is there any really doubt?
how would you feel about it if that was the B-side and it became very successful, but it featured like sampling of you doing the Bumblebee Tuna?
Exactly.
Like, unauthorized.
Do you think you would litigate?
Fatboy Slim remix.
Yeah. Wouldn't there be a level at some point where you'd be like, I need to get a piece of that?
No.
So, like, if this became, you know, like a song that was, I don't know, at number 40. One. Yeah, at number one on the top 40.
This is like the Golden Girls podcast equivalent of Gangnam Style.
Yeah. And it's just you, like,
Bumblebee.
But it was huge. You'd just be like, no, that's fine. I don't deserve anything for that. You're the one who remixed it and released it.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just found art.
Well, there you go, Jennifer. You're looking for your next solid gold
I'm
track.
I'm pretty sure that's legally binding, yeah.
Exactly. The Hoosier State's version of Barry White. smooth sounds of Brent.
Now, what if it, though, caused you to have, like, you know, significant disruptions to your personal life? Like, you had reporters beating down your door and things like that, trying to get a, you know, quote from the man, the myth, the legend.
Sir, why did you pick Bumblebee?
Got Rafael Sanchez on my front yard.
And then it ends up that, like, Bumblebee Tuna has some sort of a huge scandal themselves, but then it's attached to you.
Exactly. Bumblebee Tuna, the official tuna name.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then they play your version, like the remake version of the song and everything.
Exactly. Freaking Savannah Guthrie showing my face.
And the face of Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Lisa.
Well, I hadn't. Okay.
Well, there was a previous mention from Lisa. I was thanking her for that. I'll thank her a second time if necessary.
Well, yeah, she said, what comes next, guys? And Christy had said that she's hoping for Strangers with Candy, which I think you mentioned on a recent one. And she Lisa said, is that a show?
I just thought it was in our neighborhood.
Right. And she said,
are you the stranger?
Maybe on Halloween.
You're like, you know what my neighborhood needs? Strangers with Candy.
More white bands.
Exactly.
kind of dirty and dusty. Oh. Are you okay?
My chair broke.
Did the chair actually break?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, there's another chair next to you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. I'm an athlete. Play through pain.
Lasted us 200 episodes.
I'm sitting over there high and mighty. My fat ass didn't break a chair.
You just took a shot at me for no reason.
I was implying that my ass was fatter than yours.
Oh, okay.
He was implying that you were implying silently.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Here's the thing. It's implying that his ass is fatter than mine, but it's explicitly saying that my ass is fat. So, anyway.
You and I both keep a rotund bottom. If no other reason than to keep Ski at bay.
You think that's going to keep me at bay? I like a good rump.
Am I making more like it'd make him bay at the wolf, like, you know, whatever. Well, Christy replied to that it was on Comedy Central quite some time ago, and that's just her vote, but she'll listen to whatever we have to do after the hiatus.
Thank you, Christy.
And Lisa replied, me too.
Nice.
So there's a couple more.
Uh-oh.
People.
I think that was just
me too.
Right. What's that?
It was just a complaint against Steve.
Yeah. Not the first, not the last.
Not going with the last for this week.
And then our final interaction, I guess this will be the final interaction we ever talk about on this particular part of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess so. We should have resequenced these. Like, is this a person we've heard from before?
Oh, yeah, it is.
So are they worthy of being the finale?
Well, this one, yes, they are. And this is a longer reply as well.
Nice.
So,
perfect.
So I think it's fine for being the last one.
Is it Betty Deserves Better?
It is not. What's that?
Is
no, it is not. Yuck.
Just many yucks. Just like
exactly. Just a copy paste. 37 yucks.
This is from CJ.
Oh, hello, CJ.
And he said, your unwavering commitment to this venture brings me immense joy. Yes. Your dedication and perseverance are truly commendable and deserve recognition. May blessings and success accompany you and all involved in this journey. Whether your next endeavor remains in podcasting or branches into new horizons, may prosperity be your constant companion. Your tireless dedication is deeply appreciated by this devoted listener who holds a blend of right-wing American patriotism and strong aversion to communism. Blanche's brother, Clayton Hollinsworth, holds a special place as a beloved guest character in my heart. With warm regards and sincere admiration, CJ.
Thank you, CJ.
Wow, that's quite a response.
Yeah, that was a very nice response. CJ was one of the first people that ever sent us messages, yeah. And he's been a consistent contributor to the podcast the whole time.
Absolutely. Thank you, CJ, and thank you, Christine, and thank you, Jennifer. And
God bless you all.
And thank you, Adriana. Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, in the spirit of all of that, I made up a list, and hopefully you guys more or less agree with it, of what I think are MVP listeners.
Okay.
This is in no particular order, but these are people who I think have, you know, been consistent contributors, consistent listeners throughout our entire time. And we've all said that our favorite part of this is the listener interactions.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really meant a lot to us. I mean, it's by far been, I think, the most enjoyable, unexpected aspect.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I obviously, you know, signed on to this mostly just so I can hang out with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been kind of delightful to think that there's people out there that are laughing along with us.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
How many people are on your list?
I made 10. I made a list of 10, but I also have three honorable mentions.
Okay.
These three, I'll do them first. They're people who I think had interacted with us early on, but we haven't heard from in a while. But I still felt like, you know, they were integral in the early goings.
Okay.
Do you want to guess an honorable mention? You have a look on your face.
No, I was trying to think who could sponsor the honorable mentions. We'll go with Taco John.
Okay. Enjoy your potato Olays.
Exactly.
Taco John.
Exactly.
If you're on this honorable mention list, you just go into your nearest Taco John and mention this podcast.
Yes.
Like, what?
Well, I put down these three, like I said, all of them were part of it at different points early on. Mm-hmm. I did go ahead and throw in ASMR Angel.
Oh, nice.
We heard from her a lot early, and then that kind of dropped off, but we definitely enjoyed that early interaction.
Her stuff took off is what that was. She
probably
was just too
busy. I hope that she's enjoyed great success.
Absolutely.
Then, of course,
fingers on a plate.
Brent mentioned, you mentioned this person, Numi.
Yes.
Numi, we haven't heard from in a long time, but I think Numi was the very first listener interaction that we had.
That sounds right to me, too.
Yeah, and the fact, too, that it was from international was a pretty cool thing, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a feather in our cap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is Sweden?
It's international.
Well, I mean, is that... Thank you, Brent.
Giving knowledge even till the end.
You're right.
You know, I was thinking it was Sweden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was making sure what country she was from.
Gotcha.
And then the other one, I had to throw in Pick Me.
Oh, yes.
The only other podcaster that really ever reached out to us specifically. So I felt like I had to put him in there.
Yeah.
Although we did hear from the Florida Men guys at one point, I think, too.
Really? I don't think you ever mentioned that.
Yeah, I did on the podcast. It was way, way long time ago. Okay. But they had reached out to us about cross-promoting each other's podcasts.
Mm. Gotcha. So.
Which I think
you're already promoting it on.
Well, I mean, I posted a. Yeah, I was like, I've got a sweet deal with a guy from Instagram. But no, I mean, I think I posted.
Go ahead, follow at Nigerian Prince.
Yeah. But yeah, I posted like a link to theirs, and they posted a link to ours.
Oh,
and
nice.
I don't know if it gave either one much of a bump, but it's still nice to be interacted with.
Absolutely, be recognized by our peers.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But these 10 people, I feel like, kind of stood out. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's people that are missing. And if you've interacted with us in the past and I don't have you on the list, I very sincerely apologize.
Forgive us.
And I don't want that to seem like I don't appreciate your contributions you've made. And if you've never sent a message, we still 100% appreciate you taking the time to listen to an episode.
Yeah.
You know, this is your first and last. Exactly. We appreciate that, too.
Exactly.
It would be strategic to listen to this one person last.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, I just want to know what the answer is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Then work backwards.
Yeah.
If it deems so.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the first 5 names that Alan reads are going to be brought to you by Hardee's.
Okay, Hardee's. What was that thing they had? That burger that I thought the ads were awful, but it was like people eating. Like, if it's not all over the place, it doesn't belong in your face or something like that.
Didn't Hardee's have like a bevy of commercials, like sexy ladies eating burgers like scantily clad or something for a while.
Yeah, with a bunch of shit falling all over the place.
Oh, like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that was the commercial line.
I guess I missed the food part.
See, I'm not someone who's into that kind of thing as far as like sloppy food. Like,
I am not either.
Like, I've never been someone who's been turned on by somebody eating something in a sensual manner.
Yeah.
But apparently.
Like the sloppy steaks?
Well, no, I do not. I wouldn't even serve them at my restaurant anymore.
Exactly.
Well, I'd definitely have to throw Sherry in there.
Yeah.
She's listening from the very beginning. I believe she's basically caught up at this point. Got a little behind after the fire, but
I would say she has supported you, too.
Oh, 100%.
A little bit here and there.
Yeah. Also, we had Lisa, a.k.a. Mermaiden,
one
of our early listeners who stuck around with us the entire time.
34.
Yep, exactly.
Keep swimming.
Mm-hmm. CJ, of course, had to throw CJ in there. We mentioned him earlier.
Thank you, CJ.
A heck of a send-off, too.
Yeah, definitely. Very much. We had Stacy.
Yes.
I think Stacy's been, she was with us from almost the very beginning, mm-hmm. and has consistently made comments and like posts and things like that.
I appreciate it, Stacy.
And then, of course, Christy. Christy's a little more recent as far as listeners go, but she, you know, got into it and has commented quite a bit since then, and very much appreciated it. I certainly hope by now she has her stickers. I sent them off several weeks ago, but that was several weeks after I should have initially sent them. So, yeah.
And then the final five names are going to be brought to you by Carl Jr.
For our West Coast fans.
Yeah, it's Carl's. Apostrophe S. Or are you saying, is this a new place that's singular?
I couldn't remember if it was apostrophe S after the Carl or after the Junior. So I just it's fine. Carl Junior.
So were you trying to think of two places that were the same place but just in different names?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you threw me for a loop with these bonus people and I was like, I don't know of a third business. I couldn't think of anything that was split three ways. And I was like, well, I guess I go Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut. But then I was like, nope. I'll stick with my original mental thing. And then...
Yeah, well, Kroger's, there's a different J.C.'s, I think.
Yeah.
They probably do have another one, too. So Kroger's might have had a third.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty regional. Whereas at least Carl Jr.'s, that's pretty much the whole western side. And Hardee's is the whole eastern side. So
exactly.
It's a pretty good one to choose, Brent.
There's Rallies and Checkers, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's still just one and two.
Yeah, that's still. Yeah. I'm about to see my pants here.
As Brent said, sponsored by Carl Jr., so the other half of our MVP listeners.
Exactly. Enjoy your red burrito today.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with a very recent listener, Ajnot.
Ajnot, yes.
I'm not sure how far through he's even made it at this point. It may be a while till he hears that he's in our MVP listeners list, but I hope he makes it all the way to the end.
Ajnot, welcome to 2028.
Yeah. Also went ahead and want to mention Adriana.
Yes.
She had commented several times recently and got one in on this last post as well.
Thank you, Adriana.
Definitely appreciate that. Jennifer. Jennifer is one of our best as far as
mm-hmm.
commented quite a bit early on.
Yeah.
Early, middle. I know that she said that she had kind of been out of commission for a little bit while she was. Well, yeah, I mean, she just has a lot going on in her life.
Successful, yeah.
Hopefully great success.
Exactly, yeah. I don't begrudge anybody success.
Always
especially
been.
If, you know. We are what they have to sacrifice in order to get it.
Yeah.
Don't let us hold you back.
Brent is sacrificing us for success. So I can't blame any of you.
You're playing fast and loose with the word success.
Well, yeah. I'm also playing fast and loose with the word sacrifice. Also, definitely want to mention Mario.
Mario,
one of the kindest, some of the kindest messages we've ever gotten have been from Mario.
Mm-hmm. Representing Texas.
Exactly. So he's the one person who has consistently sent messages through Twitter versus Facebook. So hopefully I'll get a message on Twitter from Mario.
Yeah. It's Mario H, not Mario C.
What?
It's Mario H.
Okay.
I said Mario C.
Oh, okay.
He was thinking card, but spelled it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Mario Leach.
And finally, Trisha, a.k.a. Geechee Girl from Chucktown.
Yes.
I think the one who helped us realize early on that butt stuff was our gold.
And we never heard if she enjoyed the recipe I sent her.
Yeah, no, I guess not. But I have no doubt that she did if she tried it.
Yes. I think so.
All right. So do you guys have anything? I have one little game that we can play. I know Brent said he had a feature. It's not actually a game. I shouldn't say that. It's a, but it is a feature that we can do if you guys want, would like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. Yes.
All right. Well, I thought, what's better than a tournament?
A tournament of lies.
Well, I was going to just say.
I would say tournament, as you mentioned before.
Well, you were close. I thought you were going to almost say it, but a tournament within a tournament.
A round robin.
Yes.
Double elimination.
Well, in this case, I was thinking a tournament of the biggest stars that have guest appeared on the Golden Girls.
Oh, cool.
Now, we're not necessarily saying this would be the best guest actors, because the Golden Girls had over 500 guest actors throughout the course.
Did you do the math yourself?
I mean, according to IMDb, gotcha. There were over 500, almost 600 cast members on the Golden Girls overall.
Interesting.
And but these are all people that are just huge stars. Yes. Jenny Lewis is not on the list.
She did not make your cut?
No, because again, it's not the best guest stars. These are all people who are huge stars in their own right. Household names.
You don't consider Jenny Lewis to be a star?
She is not a household name.
Really?
Definitely.
I don't know what house you're living in, but
I think you could ask 20 people on the street who Jenny Lewis is and you'd be lucky to find one.
Are we talking like what street? Are we talking Mass Ave in Indianapolis? Are we talking Broad Ripple Avenue?
We're talking Main Street, USA. I'm not besmirching the talent of Jenny Lewis. And as far as guest actors go, we were really like doing a round robin of who the best of the best in the episode.
What are our favorites?
Yeah, Jenny Lewis would certainly be in that conversation. Yeah.
I like the thought of you walking down Main Street, USA with a clipboard, a microphone, and Paul Dooley's filmography.
Excuse me, ma'am. Please comment on the...
I will say that the person who is as controversial of an omission as you think Jenny Lewis is, Paul Dooley is an even bigger omission that's not on my list.
Once again, I actually would have thought Paul Dooley would have been on the list.
I thought about leaving Paul Dooley on the list, but at the same time, I just felt like...
How about Jeffrey Lewis? Did he make the cut?
Jeffrey Lewis did not make the cut either.
Son of a bitch.
Jenny and Jeffrey. It's his last name conspiracy.
Exactly. But I do have 16 people. Actually, I had
16. You went with 16 and Jenny Lewis, Paul Dooley, and Jeffrey Lewis.
Exactly. That tells you how big some of the stars are that made appearances on this series.
Got George Burns on the list. And
It's like... I would be curious to see if there's only one name on this list.
George Clooney.
That I really think you could legitimately say is not as well known or is not more well known than Jenny Lewis. And we'll get to that person when we get to it. There may be two. You could argue one or two, but.
So
why couldn't you just made it a top 20? Like, go ahead and make it a nice even number.
I had 21 that. There's five people that I think easily could have been on this list that I cut. So I'll tell you the five people that didn't make it that I think are bigger stars than Jenny Lewis that still weren't big enough to make it on the list. Give me that pencil over there in that cup.
I would also say he probably did 16 because it's a sweet 16 kind of thing.
Well, I did
similar
16.
Similar to our bracket, right?
I did 16 because I felt like it was a reasonable number to go through. Because if we did 30, I thought about 32, and then I was like, 32, that's a lot of matchups to go through, and that'll drag on way too much. I mean, people may enjoy our banter to some extent, but they'll get bored well before we get through 32. So let me tell you first, these are the five people that didn't make the cut for me. Bob Barker. Now, Bob Barker did make the cut, not because he isn't a very well-known household name, but because he only appeared in voice. And so I felt like we shouldn't put him in there for just a voice.
Same thing with Johnny Gilbert.
Yeah. Then we had a Jeffrey Tambor.
Was he another voice only?
He wasn't a voice only, but I just didn't feel like he was. Like, that's how big the other 16 people are on this list. Yeah. Martin Mull is another one. That
I love Martin. Martin Mull didn't make the list.
He didn't make the list for me. Now, again, there may be a name or two on here that you might say, hey, Martin Mull's a bigger star than so-and-so. But
I bet I'll give you that Martin Mull is the poor man's Ed Begley Jr., but he deserves to be on the list.
Okay, well, fair enough. Margaret Cho, I didn't put her on either.
Oh, she's huge, I think, within, like, the Golden Girl fan community.
She probably is. I don't doubt that. But again, I'm just talking about people who, and there's one person on the list that I think is, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a person that when we're doing these matchups that you're going to be like, oh, okay, he maybe doesn't deserve to be on the list because of what he added to the show. But he is certainly looms. I am not. but this person does loom large for you in particular. And then Cesar Romero was another one who didn't make the list for me. Yeah.
Oh, good Cesar.
Yeah, so, I mean, so can you honestly say, reading those five names off, are any of those people, would you say, less well-known than Jenny Lewis?
No, I mean, I would say that they were more famous than Jenny Lewis. But what I'm saying is they and Jenny Lewis belongs on the list.
Well, that's why. But what I'm trying to just the 16 most
what
famous
saying
people
is
that
we
ever appeared.
Pause. We'll come back when you get your proper 32 list out.
Fair
exactly,
enough.
With all the names I just listed as the top eight.
All right. Well, now these names, these are not going to be. I did not rank these based on who the most famous to least famous of these 16 are. But we'll just go through
them. Rate that anyway.
Yeah.
Just rank them by, like the order in which you'd like to bang them.
Yes, exactly. And there's only, I think, three women on the list. So.
That's perfect, of course.
All right, well, number one, our first matchup, we'll just do a little vote like we've done in the past.
Oh, this is participation?
Yeah, we'll do a little participation here. So
it's in tournament, so that's
I thought it was like his own internal tournament.
Oh, I gotcha.
So Dick Van Dyke versus Kim Fields.
Oh.
So it's a pretty tough one. I mean, Dick Van Dyke, I think, is...
Are we talking like just fame?
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? Should the 16 most famous, do we do the best person who was on there as far as their appearance, or do we just go... I think that, yeah.
Yeah, just the appearance.
Yeah, so who do you think did the best job out of those two heavy hitters?
I mean, I think Dick Van Dyke definitely did the better job between the two. Although, you know, shout out to Kim Fields for keeping it tight.
What about you, Ski?
Ditto?
Ditto, okay. I'd say that's three for Dick Van Dyke then, yeah. Dick Van Dyke is I think did an excellent job in the episode that he was in. I'm a really great. So now what about Leslie Nielsen versus Quentin Tarantino?
I mean, I think you have to go with Leslie Nielsen just because he furthered the plot and had actual lines.
Yeah.
You know, Quentin Tarantino was just shaking what the good Lord gave him.
See, now Quentin Tarantino, that was the one that I was alluding to, that I think that he was one I probably should have left off the list because his addition was, you know, in appearance only. Yeah.
His main contribution, though, was representing a, you know, forgotten era of the Elvis.
That's true. Yeah, with his different, with his unusual
exactly,
movements.
His finger snapping and everything.
All right, now we got George Clooney versus Debbie Reynolds.
I mean, I'm sorry, why do I keep going first, Keith? Do you want to go first?
So George Clooney, you know.
Yeah, he was the officer.
Right.
He was Bobby. He got shot.
He did get shot.
Versus Truby, Debbie Reynolds.
I go George.
See, I think Debbie Reynolds in that one. Don't get me wrong. George Clooney, in today's standards, is the bigger star.
Yeah.
But I think overall, I don't know which is...
Yeah, I guess he was second fiddle to the other officer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I could see the show continuing on with Debbie Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
But George Clooney didn't have a role going forward.
So we got two votes then for Debbie Reynolds. There. Okay, good deal.
And that's what differentiates Golden Girls from Facts of Life.
Yes. All right, Burt Reynolds going up against Alec Trebek.
Oh,
mm-hmm. It's tough. I mean, Alex Trebek was a bigger part of that episode than Burt Reynolds was.
Yeah. I still got to go with Burt Reynolds just because which one's the slut?
Yeah. That's true. That is a great line. What
I'm going
you?
Alex.
Alex, were you?
Yeah, he was just standing there chewing his gum.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, I think I have to go with Alex Trebek because I just felt like he added more to the episode. I mean, Burt Reynolds was just
gravitas.
Yeah. I mean, Burt Reynolds going, it was a great, you know, everybody went crazy, and he did have a great line, but he was on screen for less time, and I felt like was less... He was kind of like a throw into the episode, whereas Alex was more...
Well, they didn't refer to him before that, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But his only actual appearance was right at the end for, what, maybe 2-3 seconds?
Yeah, it was pretty brief. All right, then we got Sonny Bono going against Fred Willard.
Really? You didn't put him against Lyle Wagner?
Well, I didn't put Lyle Wagner didn't quite make the list
really?
For me. Yeah, because I'm...
He
I feel
a
like
big star.
He was then, but nowadays, like, I don't think if you said Lyle Wagner, most people would know who he is offhand. Whereas Sonny Bono, I think, still kind of maintains some notoriety.
Sonny Bono versus who?
Versus Fred Willard.
Fred Willard.
What's that?
Fred Willard.
Yeah, I mean, one of the Bobs, right?
Yeah.
What about you, Ski?
I'm going Sonny.
Sonny?
Really?
Yeah.
I think Sonny Bono was
the
bigger contributor in the episode. I think he was funnier in the episode than what Fred Willard was in his episode. So, but I don't know. I love Fred Willard, though. So it's hard for me to go against Fred Willard in that.
Yeah. I mean, I think you ask the average millennial, they'll know Fred Willard from Modern Family or, you know, I Think You Should Leave or one of the Christopher Guest films. You know, if they know Sonny Bono for anything, it's only going to be for being married to Cher.
Yeah.
Or his time was in the Senate. Or he was mayor, right?
He was a congressman, too. But, I mean, millennials aren't going to know that he was a congressman as well.
Well, I think I'm going to have to side with Brent on this one and go. I just think for the episode itself, Fred Willard was pretty great in it. You know, avoiding the advances of, was it Blanche that was trying to get into his pants?
Statistically, yes.
It stands to reason. All right, next up we got Bob Hope going against Alan King, two of the two stand-up greats.
I gotta go Bob Hope.
He was great in his episode.
I'm with you, Bob Hope.
I mean, it was a brief, relatively brief, but not like Burt Reynolds brief. Like, he came in, he gave, you know, some one-liners and whatnot for his part of the act. And, of course, the fact that he may be Rose's dad.
Right.
That helps, too.
Maybe. Probably.
Do you think people know today Bob Hope is a famous comedian or is like a hacky comedian?
Probably still a famous comedian.
Gotcha.
I think they probably know him mostly, though, as a famous California landowner.
Oh, exactly. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he owned 37 Carl's Jr. franchises.
Did he really? Wow.
I'm just making that up.
Well, I hear they sponsor some of our 39. Listeners.
They do.
What did you say?
I heard they sponsor some of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
5/13 of them.
Yeah. All right, we got now Jack Black versus Mickey Rooney. Jack Black was great in his little portion, and it was really cool to see him, but Mickey Rooney was really a part of the episode, and he was really solid.
And plus, Mickey Rooney did his own stunts.
Going over the wall and whatnot.
Exactly.
So, of the two, I like Jack Black better, but I'm going Mickey Rooney as well.
I think in the episode, Mickey Rooney was certainly a bigger part of it than Jack Black.
I agree.
Who do you prefer as far as Mickey Rooney or Mickey Rourke?
I guess I enjoy Mickey Rooney better. Mickey Rourke is a little odd to me. I mean, and he was one of the worst villains in Marvel cinematic universe. But
he was great in The Wrestler.
He was. That's true.
Never seen that one.
It's so good. Yeah, it's really good. It's right up your alley.
He might have been the one that told me it was good.
Mickey, here's the thing. Mickey Rooney seems like a guy that if, you know, we were alive at the same time, I would enjoy hanging out with him. Like, it'd be like, oh, that guy's kind of funny. Like, I enjoy he's a sweet guy. Mickey Rourke seems like the kind of guy who I would not enjoy being around at all.
Yeah.
He kind of has that Sean Penn vibe to him. We're a little too intense, little, you know.
Too serious.
Wasn't he the main, like, guy in Sin City? Or one of the main ones?
He played Marv.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, you're right. And then our final matchup here, Rita Moreno versus George Burns.
You got to remind what Rita was in.
Rita Moreno, well, you mean what she was in the episode she was in?
Yeah, she was in the Empty Nest episode.
Yeah.
Paul Dooley.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And she is an EGOT, correct?
Yeah, she is. And I think that's why you have to sort of give it to her. And she's got that Facts of Life show.
Well, and she certainly was. I mean, that oddball episode, I mean, she was one of the two stars of that episode, whereas George Burns just came in for a... George Burns versus Bob Hope would have almost been a better matchup just because of the way that... what their contributions were to those episodes.
Well, that... kind of like their era, you know, when they're most famous.
Yeah. Mm. But that's not the matchup we have, Ski. So you got to pick between. So Brent's going with Rita Moreno. What are you going with her, George Burns?
For argument's sake, I'm going George.
Because he kept it tight.
Right. It's tough.
I picked Clooney, too, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
So I'm going George.
Okay, I'm
going
to go with George Burns, actually, too.
Really?
Just because. At least he was in a
big fans of the George Burns.
Well, George Burns was in a good episode, and Rita Moreno was in one of the worst episodes of the Golden Girls.
This podcast was flawed from the beginning.
All right, so now we'll go to the second round here.
Oh my God, we have to go through these again?
Yeah, well, it'll be only four matchups, but we'll just do it quick. Dick Van Dyke versus George Burns. I think I agree with Dick Van Dyke on that one.
Same.
Okay.
Easy pick on that one, I think.
Then we got Leslie Nielsen versus Mickey Rooney. Leslie Nielsen versus Mickey Rooney.
Leslie Nielsen.
Agreed.
Yeah, I would agree there, too. Then we're going to have Debbie Reynolds versus Bob Hope.
Bob Hope.
Sure, I'll go Bob.
Okay, sure, Bob Hope. And then finally, we're going to have Alex Trebek going up against Fred Willard.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Fred Willard. I'm going Alex again.
I think I go Alex Trebek on that one, too.
I'd have gone with Alex, except he shaved his mustache.
Oh.
I'd be yet to forgive him for that.
Understood. That's a fair criticism.
All right.
He is past, though, so he can't make it up to you now.
Yeah. So Dick Van Dyke versus Alex Trebek.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then...
he was good in that episode. I really did dig that.
I love maritime humor in general, especially when it's a lot.
We got Leslie Nielsen versus Bob Hope.
Leslie.
And then it all comes down to best big time, big name guest actor, Leslie Nielsen versus Dick Van Dyke.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we're also Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. So, but that's some pretty huge names that appeared on the Golden Girls. I mean, all 16 of those people.
Don't get me started on Paul Dooley and Jenny Lewis and Jeffrey Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's
Adam West. And
some Adam West.
Yeah.
When was he on Golden Girls?
That Cesar Romero episode.
Ah.
Adam's in the background.
He's doing the Batu scene.
Exactly. Wondering why he didn't get the call.
You're not going to trick me on this one, Brent. I would know if Adam West was in an episode.
Yeah. In all seriousness, though, like, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if Adam West would have played Mel Bushman.
Yeah.
The whole thing would have been a foregone conclusion.
The whole podcast.
It would have changed the series because she would have definitely like settled down with an Adam West.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, and then she would have been the one flying out of the cuckoo's nest. So. All right. Well, that's everything I had today. So now we have our matchup, and Brent said he had a little some. Do you want to give your little extra before or after we do our final matchup?
I'll do it after, but I also have gifts.
No, oh, gifts. All right. Well, I'm definitely down with gifts.
When you say gifts, you mean G-I-F-S, right?
Yes,
like
exactly.
With the animated.
Exactly. Are you going to just act them out for us, these gifts? Brent is bringing over a blue paper bag.
So...
his bag is more colorful than mine.
It's fine. Somebody can have a bag or I'll throw it away or take it home.
That's all the possible options.
Exactly. So, I am not, you know, the artist of the group or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I did make a craft
for
the two of you.
Okay.
You know, working in my preferred medium. And there's only two of these in existence, you know, but if I'd have known how this was going to go, like, initially I was like, oh, I should have made a third one for myself. And then now I'm like, oh, I should have made 16 for the three of us and the 13 listeners you mentioned.
Mm.
But it just didn't work out. So.
Now, before you get out of the bag, you said you made this in your preferred medium. Can I assume it's going to be a jar of sauerkraut?
Exactly. Freedom cabbage, if
yeah.
you will. Somebody goes to scheme, this one's down.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So they're identical, you know. You know, it's on the side.
It's got a cool sticker on the outside.
Yeah, because that's probably the best part of it. You know, one says one of two and the other says two of two.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, this box that Brent is handing me.
Excellent.
It's about the size of a tape cassette, just to set the scene, and it has one of our Sophia's Choice stickers on the outside of
exactly.
it. That you could still get, even though the podcast is coming to an end. Oh, and it actually is a tape cassette inside. Very nice.
Does this mean you actually had to listen to one of our podcasts?
No, it's blank.
The
cassette is the best of Sophia's Choice. So obviously it's just 90 minutes of silence.
So yeah, in case you're not gathering what's happened, Brent is giving us a
content.
I said it was about the size of a cassette. It is indeed a cassette tape. On it says the best of Sophia's Choice. And yes, I guess from what Brent has said, it has zero tracks. Well,
very clever.
Funny, Brent.
That is funny.
I would like to point out that the album cover I was quite proud of.
Yeah, it is. It looks like a man dropping a mic or preparing to drop the mic.
I like the font choice.
Why, thank you.
And it says here on the back, now you can take Sophia's Choice wherever you go. I'll put some fresh batteries in your Walkman, pop in this Best of Sophia's Choice cassette, and relive all of your favorite moments. So do you think, Brent, if we were to ever start like a Patreon, that this would be like one of the gifts you would send out to people who are like high tier?
You guys got the only two in existence, so you do with them as you please.
I think they'd be easy enough to replicate.
After I hit print, I deleted the file. So
there you go. That seems pretty...
Well, thank you very
much,
Brent.
It was very final. Yes, that is great. I love that.
Feel free to take a little picture of that and post it on the thing.
I will, definitely.
Do we still have the dice over there in the mug? The Golden Girls dice?
Ski's going to make us play craps for his gift.
That's right.
Well, craps is what Ski is into.
Oh,
so.
Ski's wearing his pants. Mm-hmm.
I am.
Thank God. For once.
First and last time, guys.
We're so used to seeing Ski's bare legs during these podcasts.
All right, so this is just a for who chooses first.
Okay.
So you guys both roll one time, and whoever's got high right. roll wins.
I got a 3.
Ooh, I like my odds.
Slightly better than 50-50 now.
Exactly. So. Come on, butter. 5.
All right, well,
so
Greg,
you
chose
3.
Okay. What? Okay,
it's,
do
it's
it again.
It's a hunky font. I got a Sophia 3.
Okay, well, I got a Blanche 3.
Really?
I guess we can roll again and see.
I mean, is that a 3 or a 5?
That is a 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Brent does win.
Yes.
What's yours look like?
It looks like a 3.
Yeah, it is. Isn't that font misleading?
Man, that does look like a 3 to me. But yeah, I think it's a 5.
Yeah, but look at his actual
3. Yeah, because you get the 3, it's definitely...
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about, though, on that. But yeah, mine is clearly
poor
a 3.
Poor font choice for dice.
Exactly.
But when you gotta have like clear numeration, that's
gonna send a strongly worded message in too.
Indeed. I mean the rest of the dice are fun though. It's good pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so my gift is kazoos.
Oh, very nice.
That we can say, you know,
just
to
like
go
Buzz.
Say what?
Just like Buzz played.
Well, this is actually I bought them shortly after the episode where Rose talked about how. She would call to
Miles,
thank you. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys remember exactly what she said?
You blew a big time, mister.
Something like that, yeah. And then, like, later in the episode, you figured out it was her.
Yeah.
So, my plan originally, I actually looked on, we have a Cricut now. You guys know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was going to try to make a miniaturized version of our logo and then decal it onto them.
Oh, gotcha.
But... I figured out that the cuts would be really slight and it would probably turn out real bad.
Mm.
So I kind of nixed that plan.
Yeah.
I can revisit later if you guys are insistent, but I have 3 different colors. And since you got the high score, you pick which color you like the best.
I'm going to go with, is the middle one black?
Yes,
maybe?
It's like a, it looks black to me. You can check it out.
Oh, I don't want it. I'll take the gold.
Alan, your pick is next, sir.
Well, I'll go with the blue one, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
So once again, Ski ends up with something black between his lips.
Again, not the first, not the last.
Exactly.
And I will be blowing it later.
I think this is why we've lost some of our listeners over time.
My fault?
No, it's not your fault. Not at all, actually.
It's my own fault for not closing the door behind me.
Yeah.
That was mine. And I did bring some snacks, too, for later.
Are these set? So are we supposed to play out our episode with us kazooing? Thank you
I
for
thought
being
we
a friend.
Could do, like, the like, not necessarily sing, because I don't want to get trademark infringement, but maybe part of the theme song at the end.
Okay.
I think Alan played the Golden Girls theme song on a kazoo. We
I think
you
did.
That trademark.
Yeah.
I remember you did have a kazoo for something.
And at the beginning of every episode, we have the theme song played on piano.
Yeah.
So.
It's good. The time I heard it, I enjoyed it.
Mm, yeah, Ashley is a good, very, very talented.
Thank you, Ashley, for, you know,
soundtracking
all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've probably mentioned it before, but that's awesome that you contributed that.
Outside
yeah.
of Ski's logo. It's probably the best part.
I think if we were to ever, you know, if we restart under a different format where we would maybe need a new intro, I feel like I might have to actually pay her next time around. Because she's done like some more high-end recording and whatnot. So she's about halfway through her college education. And
we're looking for something in the vein of Isaac Hayes' is a Hot Buttered Soul.
Yeah. All right, well, very nice. Thank you, Ski, and thank you, Brent. I have no gifts for either of you, but
that's fine.
But I
your
will edit this episode.
My
yeah.
You
provided
very
some
nice,
electricity.
Very nice gift at the beginning, too, with those very kind intros.
Yeah.
That's funny, because I was thinking to myself, yeah. I gave you the gift of not disposing of your 2 beers before you came back. But yeah, I was thinking the other day, I made a comment, because the last several episodes prior to this one, we recorded at Brent's house because, you know, I've talked about on the podcast, we had a house fire, relatively minor as far as fires go, but it did cause us to have to be out for several months, and we just recently got back in, and so we're able to do this very last episode from where we had done, you know, the first 216 or whatever episodes. And
the vast majority.
And there was a little part of me that I thought to myself, like, yeah, I can understand how, like, it kind of sucks to have to drive to do that part of it. Like, I can get why Brent would enjoy to host just because of not having to do that. And then I edited an episode, and I was like, son of a bitch, I'm editing all these episodes. I shouldn't have to fucking drive. So then my sympathy for that immediately dissipated.
Exactly. For one brief moment, Alan knew what it was like to be the working man. But he was like, wait, I'm management. Why?
I'm quality assurance. Exactly. And that says a lot about our podcast.
You're in charge of quality. Yeah. Exactly. Dozens upon dozens of listeners depend upon you to weed out the chief.
Yeah. But if I weeded it all out, these would be some real brief episodes.
They're very similar to these tapes here.
Exactly. Yeah. Enough
to fit onto a 90-minute cassette. Can you imagine 90 minutes out of how many hundreds of hours we've done of this podcast? Matt, I think this is our 220th episode, something of that nature.
At least 220 hours.
Yeah, and really, a lot of those were significantly longer. I mean, I would say you could probably add, like, at least 20 minutes per episode into that. So, you're really probably talking about, you know, 280, 300 hours, something that's like crazy, that, of episodes. Right? So, but yeah, I don't know. It's been, it's for the most part, been a joy to do, so.
For the most part.
Yeah. A mushroom cap here or there aside.
That's a...
The mighty mushroom.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we have anything else before we do our vote for this final matchup?
You guys want some cheesecake?
And that may be an after. I know that people really enjoy listening to people chew on.
I thought so, yeah. I was like, hey, we just live stream that.
I don't feel so hungry where I'm like, I'm not going to be able to make it through the last 15 minutes of this podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, Alan's body can't process cheesecake.
Oh, crap.
I mean, I'm fine as long as it's not to excess.
Yeah, I completely forgotten that.
Yeah, that's because you don't care.
He broke out knives when he saw your dice.
That's right.
He's like, please not a six.
All right. Well, it's time to do our vote then. So we have, I guess we should give just a little brief overview of these two episodes, just in case this is the first time you've tuned in. We've been doing a little recaps for these episodes for the last several episodes, but we've got, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want to, like, I can do a recap as I'm saying, like, why I voted for or against them.
Okay. Well, so we have Henny Penny Straight No Chaser, again, versus One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1. So, Brent, who ultimately got your vote, along with giving us a little recap of each of those?
Okay. So Henny Penny Straight No Chaser involved a measles outbreak at the school Dorothy was teaching at.
First grade, right?
Yeah. And so her and the other Goldens had to basically perform the play Henny Penny. And then the B plot involved a vindictive ex-lover of Blanche's posting a fake obituary saying she had died at the age of 68.
That was an excellent mini recap there, Brent.
Thank you. C-plot was Sophia with her long-distance chess game, right?
Yeah.
From Sicily?
Yeah.
So, and then the other episode, One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1, was Dorothy developed, you know, unbeknownst to her, feelings for Blanche's Uncle Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two of them spent social time together and then eventually decided that, you know, that's the one that she wants. And so they decided to go ahead and get married.
Well, and then they get, both of them got scammed into going on a blind date together to begin with, right? Because Blanche had met some rando. It was like, well, I can see family anytime, but a one night stand is one time only.
Yeah.
So obviously this would be the last episode or the part one of the last episode of the regular series leading in. So it gives us a nice wrap up.
Yeah.
So which of the two then ultimately earned your vote, Brent?
So I had two reasons why I voted against Henny Penny Straight No Chaser.
Okay.
The first reason, and I mentioned this before, so the girls are doing Henny Penny, and the fox is played by some rando we've never seen.
Right.
And I think that if the fox would have been played by, you know, Stan or Miles or, you know, Mel Bushman or somebody that we've seen before, I think I probably would have gone with it. And then I also voted against it just because the B story for that didn't make any sense to me. I mean, it was about some, you know, vindictive former boyfriend of Blanche posting a fake obituary about how she died at 68. And, you know, people were believing it. But, I mean, anybody who knows Blanche knows she's not going to get that close to 69 and stop. So, and then as far as why I voted for One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, I don't know. There's just something really nice about, you know, the second to last episode of a series being really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no expectations for the final episode of a series. It's just something I can get behind.
I think you may be wildly overestimating how good our second to last episode was.
Maybe I'm just realistic about the last episode.
That could be fair, too. All right, Ski. So we got one vote now for One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest Part 1. How about you? What ultimately won your heart?
I have very much a lot of the same feelings as Brent. I love both of them very much, though. Mm-hmm. As soon as I saw Henny Penny, I like, this is definitely one of the best episodes I've seen. And so I knew, I didn't know it would be at the finals, but I knew it would be one of the runner-up at least.
Mm-hmm.
And but then we got to the final few episodes of the series, and I was like, these are it. I thought they finished so strong that I was very happy with the way the series ended. So I definitely, my vote goes to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Well, so that makes my vote now is just purely academic because it has been decided. But I do want to make some comments. Firstly, I love both episodes, but if I'm being honest, I've looking back at last week and thinking more and more about Old Friends.
Okay.
I think Old Friends, as far as an episode, is actually the superior episode. I'm not saying I like it better than Henny Penny, but if I'm really being honest, it's an overall stronger episode. It has such a good B story, and it has a really poignant A story that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would always be hard for me to vote for the best episode of the series, though, being one that had a... That much of, because there's some, you know, definitely some sadness, although in part one there really isn't any sadness towards One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, but even going into part two, it's like a happy sadness, more legitimate.
Bittersweet, like parting type.
Yeah,
thing.
Exactly. And in all honesty, though, even that said, if I was really going to say the two episodes that I think should be competing for the best one, to me, it still comes down to The Way We Met versus One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
It's just the way that the seedings fell. It turned out to be this matchup.
You've always had a soft spot for Louie Napoor.
That's true. Mm-hmm. it wasn't always soft, but it softened up over time. I thought that I still think The Way We Met is probably the one that should be competing against One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest. But all that said, it is a sweep. And even if I was going against one of those other two at this point, after rewatching it again, I think One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest Part 1 is deserving of the title of Sophia's Choice as the greatest episode of the entire series.
I'll be honest, I didn't want to say it earlier because I don't want to jinx it or anything or sound dumb at the end, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have been shocked if we didn't all vote for the same one.
It would have been a little disappointing if we didn't, in a way, that we come down to this point and then have...
decision.
Yeah.
You don't want, like, One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest to have an asterisk next to that.
It would have been more disappointing if, like you said, like, me and Brent both voted for Cuckoo's Nest, and you're like, Henny Penny.
Yeah.
Because then, like, we go first, like, well, okay.
Exactly.
It would have been a better...
You put this whole thing together just to lose.
Yeah.
It would have been a much cooler cliffhanger if, like, it was dissenting to begin with.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Then, oh, What's the winner overall, right?
Well, that's why it's funny, because when we've done these little matchups, if I agree with Brent or agree with whoever I ask first, then I tell, then I go to the other person in hopes that there'll be a dissent. so in a way, that could have been your tell.
That's very clever. Yeah.
What would you have done if it would have ended up being a split decision where you vote for One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Ski votes for Henny Penny Straight No Chaser, and I vote for Ocean's 12?
Then you would have been right. So I can't deny it.
It's like, I can't vote against Elliot Gould.
Here's my favorite thing about all of this, too. Okay, so we've done now 220-odd episodes to come to this conclusion, this, you know, grand finale. As it stands right now, the highest rated episode on IMDb is One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1. so we basically just agreed with
general populace.
Just double checking their math.
Yeah. Looks like they got it right. Well done, public.
Exactly. It totally makes sense, too. Like, if you liked the series at all, you'd want to see the end, usually.
Right.
It's like, I have to thank IMDb and, you know, the FOIL method for helping me check my math.
Yeah. Now, can you... This is a very... I'm asking this question without giving you guys any time to prepare for it, but okay. Off the top of your head, can you think of a better series finale than this one? I mean, it really is a strong series. I mean, we've had a few series finales that are kind of like, eh, that was all right, kind of lackluster, but I can't think of one where I'd be like, yeah, that one ended even stronger than Sophie, or than Golden Girls.
I really liked the way Breaking Bad ended,
mm-hmm.
but... largely because I was like, yeah, they're bad people. They shouldn't get away with the bad things.
I mean, it was a great ending. I would say it's on par, but I still wouldn't say it was better.
I would say I feel better about life watching Golden Girls.
Yeah, fair.
And you've never saw that one, still, right?
That's the one with Jonathan Banks.
Sounds right. There are no names. You don't know who they are.
I can't even remember who Jonathan Banks is. So I don't feel like I can add to this. Is Jonathan Banks the one who played the cop? I can't remember. Is he even in it?
Aaron Norris?
Sure.
I don't know. I've never seen it. Just the names
of people I knew who was in there. Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I enjoyed the Sports Night finale.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was clever. The 30 Rock finale, I thought was really good. I like the Seinfeld finale. But no, I mean, I think as far as 80s shows go, I mean, you'd probably make the argument for Newhart or MASH or something. But yeah, I thought it was solid.
Newhart might be one just because of the twist there at the end of him waking up and being back in the old Newhart.
Yeah.
That one might trump it.
Cheers.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think they have anything to be ashamed of, you know, as far as final episodes go, you know, I think Golden Girls definitely deserves to be in that. You know, in the competition. But it's one of those things that it's just hard for me to say just because I think of Golden Palace as a continuation. And it's like, I don't know, maybe you just view that as an epilogue or a coda or...
Yeah, I think that's how I would view that one at this point. Because it's this one ends so strong that I feel like I would be... I don't know, I don't like the idea of saying that, okay, the actual ending was... You know, whatever the chicken and the egg episode was.
Right, and there's still, like, dissension on whether or not that was the final episode that actually aired. So it could have been a far weaker end.
Yeah.
But I guess if I'm, you know, just making it up as I go along, you know, I would view it as, you know, the Golden Girls itself, you know, was a fine meal.
Mm-hmm.
One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest 1 and 2 was just a nice piece of cheesecake at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then Golden Palace was just, you know, a cup of coffee you got to go with it. You know, kind of bitter, but some people like it.
That'd be the way a lot of people would describe you.
I like it, Brent.
Thank you.
Well, you are some people.
But I don't like coffee.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Ski, the one time he almost resorted to domestic violence was when his wife had a... Ski had fallen asleep on our couch and, you know, had his head back and his mouth open. And Nicole did the thing, you know, where you, like, put your finger on the end of a straw, too.
Oh, yeah.
And poured some coffee into Ski's mouth, and he does not like coffee. And he woke up and his fist reared back. Now, granted, this is a situation where he was completely taken off guard. You know, like you're asleep one moment and have a mouthful of coffee the next. Yeah. So I don't think he ever would have, you know, completed that swing. Uh-huh. But then again, maybe he saw us sitting there and he's like, oh, better draw it in.
No witnesses.
Yeah, I don't know. I
for
think,
the record, I love my wife.
Listen, there's a lot of people who are accused of things that state that they love their spouse.
OJ loved Nicole.
Yeah. But no, Ski is not a violent man. I mean, certainly not in that regard. I think a young Ski had more of an angry, violent tendency, but then again, so did a young Alan. Mm-hmm. So, but neither one of us, thankfully, were ever the type who took that violence out on, you know, someone who didn't deserve it.
Someone who didn't deserve it. So you can call them hobos you fought had coming.
Right, well, hey, that was just for clicks. You can't blame me for those bum fights. Yeah. No. All right, well, Brent, did you have something else you wanted to add in before we finish out this series?
I mean, do we have time?
Yeah, sure.
Of course. It was like a new feature.
Okay.
Wanted to be.
Please do.
Sweet. So we're going to go ahead and call this one Radio Silence.
Okay.
And this one sort of goes a little something like this.
I don't agree with that. I will tell you, so there was an idea that I had for the final part of the podcast.
I don't think you gave that to your...
he won't be able to hold it together request. Through this, but... and this would have been super, super dark. But I had the thought of, like, at the end, you know, that I would have had a real, you know, down kind of a sound to my voice and talked about how things have been so challenging in life lately and I just don't know that things are really worth it that much. And then I would have produced a gun. And you'd have been like, what are you doing with that? And then it would have been the sound of me shooting each of you, like... I would shoot you, and then I would shoot Brad. You would hear him gurgling a little bit, and then I'd shoot him a second time. And then I'd just say,
oh my God.
Stay golden, Coco, and then you hear one more shot, and that would be the end of the podcast.
And then maybe an epilogue by Sherry saying, memory of my husband.
Just like the idea that to me is the funniest part of it, actually, is the idea that someone still took it and posted it. Someone
and
edited
it. Who put this on them? No explanation, right?
Yeah.
If you notice an echo in this one, it's because we recorded it inside Alan's oven.
Right.
It's getting warm. Are you guys hot?
Right. So, but no, I want to say to both of you guys, I'm really enjoyed this entire process.
Yeah.
Looking forward to hanging out without a microphone.
Yeah, same here. But I also look forward to, you know, kind of revisiting and podcasting in the not too distant future with you. Mm-hmm. I think we've thrown around some ideas. I think that you know we have definitely have some things in mind at least for future iteration of this podcast. But in the meantime, you know, I appreciate both of you guys and all the time and effort that you put into this. Means a lot to me, and I'm glad that we saw through all the way to the end.
Yeah, I'm not great about finishing projects, but we did it.
We did. And to the listeners...
I start a lot.
Yeah. 4 months behind schedule, but...
We're right on time. We haven't missed a week. But yeah, to all the listeners who have listened, whether it's one episode or you listen all the way, we appreciate you, but especially those of you who have stuck with us for quite a long time. That means a lot to us.
If you send us 220 pictures of you listening to each episode, we'll send you a sticker.
Seems fair.
Yeah.
It's a good trade. Let's make it 2 stickers.
Yeah.
Give one to a friend.
We'll send you a sticker for each episode you show us yourself listening to.
Exactly.
You can run us out of stickers real quick.
Exactly. Bonus sticker if you like or subscribe.
Yeah. It would be a real irony if all of a sudden we just blew up on the last episode. I have no concern about that happening, but it would still be ironic nonetheless. Yeah. But anyways, all right. Do either of you two have anything to add before we close out this series?
I also would like to voice my thanks to you guys. It's been a great time, and I agree. I would love to keep doing something, and I do look forward to hanging out. I know we talked about doing a dinner sometime afterwards. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
And yeah, definitely.
We'll figure all those details out. But
yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I just need to figure out a night or whatever. So mm-hmm. next weekend's not good. But
oh, yeah. And thank you to all the people who are out there listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, you know, appreciate you guys listening. And, you know, if you know somebody who doesn't listen, you know, I get it. It's fine.
Part of me, I kind of like the idea of like the end of the podcast being you two just discussing plants or after the podcast. Of like, yeah, well, we have dinner next weekend. That sounds nice. Well, next weekend's no good, but the one after that, maybe.
Who's up for milkshakes? Oh, sweet. See you, Alan.
Well, again, thanks to both of you guys. Thanks very much to all of our listeners. Thank you very much to our spouses, Sherry and Helena and Nicole. We really appreciate all the time that you have, you know, let us devote to this project and your support as well. It means a lot. And until the next podcast and for the rest of your lives, stay golden, Coco.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Thank you.
level of consistency.
Yeah. Right?
So like the, you know, you're just down here by yourself, sit in the dark. Hello. Pause for Brent. Welcome to.
Now, is he saying pause for Brent, or is it just a thought process?
Just a thought process. Just muscle memory at this point.
You have to remind me to show you something here in a minute. If I don't, I'm remember on my own.
I don't like where this is going already. Whatever bucket list item you got.
Trust me, you wouldn't have to remind me to show you that. And I would not forget. So. Nor would you. Go ahead.
So, like, this is the first time in a long time I've not had, like, any prepared remarks that I had to bring with me. Like, I got four things to say, and I'm sure, five things to say, and I'm sure I'll remember them.
Yeah, it's a cool barcode.
On the
state of Indiana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a nice little silhouette.
It's kind of a cool kind of idea.
Mm-hmm. It's a...
Did you know?
Nope. Hey.
You go ahead. I didn't have anything else to add. It doesn't read the black. It reads the white.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't know until relatively recently.
Huh.
The only reason I brought up, of course, is we were talking barcode.
Yeah.
Is that something they talk about at one of your meetings?
All the meetings.
I just figured it was one of those things.
Did you talk about barcodes?
Well, I mean, I thought that it was like, see, once again, white power.
The black is like it's not accurate.
I don't know that that's accurate.
That's what I was told.
Who told you this?
I think a video or something. I was watching. Okay. I think it was like a science type video about barcoding.
Uh-huh. So you're saying like UPC barcodes, it reads the white, not the black?
Well, whatever. So the black is like a negative spot. It's just not reflective. If you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Yeah. Because
how come on QR codes it reads the black and not the white?
How do you know it does?
I just know how QR codes work.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Like, doesn't it seem like it uses the same principle for both?
Yeah, I mean, for all I know, both of you are talking at your ass. So I don't know if Ski
I
really...
I mean, I am not an expert, so I'm not going to claim that I couldn't have been lied to. But so, I would question why I would have been lied to begin with.
Have you ever this video?
On this video, of course. Oh,
yeah. Have you ever created a QR code?
Yeah, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, we've had to make them for different things before.
You can make them too. A QR code generator or something.
Yeah. Like this QR code, like that. Like
you can totally make that. If you knew what it was supposed to say.
So when you say you made one, you mean like using a computer program you made?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought you meant at first that you'd like drawn out a QR code.
Yes.
I'd be mighty impressed.
And it's scanned.
Right.
I could totally get, I would still be impressed because of the level of detail, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone took the time to draw it out. I would be surprised if it was so good that it scanned correctly.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, that would be impressive. Even if you were tracing it, it'd be impressive if you could do it to such a accurate detail.
Well, and I wonder what level of, like, fudging you can get away with from the computer. You know
yeah.
Right? Like how precise do you have to be?
Yeah, well, because I mean, you figure sometimes if something prints out, it can be a little smudged or skewed,
you're at
just slightly.
An angle or something.
Mm-hmm. So there must be some amount of
margin of error.
Yeah, there
tolerance
you.
Or something.
Cool. I think that should be the name of our next podcast: is margin of error.
Did you look it up or something? Or?
Yeah, I was getting mixed messages. Like, it was poorly worded. Mm. Like, it said, you know, it reads the black and the white and reflects back. It was like, but which part?
It's a mystery forever.
I like the idea, though, that initially you're just like, well, this didn't fully support my argument, so I'm just going to move on. I don't know. I mean, I was just checking on my emails.
Exactly. Just back to your other suggestion. Never mind.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Okay. Yeah.
This is all going on the end, right?
It might, yeah.
It's golden, all by itself.
Anyways, I think there's already a podcast where people like review butter.
Okay. You
know, and I think that's when that
one's the margarine error. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to impinge on their rights.
I would. I would take them right on.
How many different butters do you think you could do? I mean, you could probably have at least a year's worth of butter, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, just in there's a regular store, there's
salted,
a...
Salted, unsalted, you know, avocado, olive oil.
I thought you were just going to be done. Like salted, unsalted, you know, yeah, lots of kinds.
Exactly. We have a little device to make our own butter.
I can't believe it's not.
Churn?
No, it's a shaker. Like, okay. You put cream in it and seal the lid and then just, you know, shake it for, you know, 3 minutes or something like that or whatever, and then it filters out the...
How much butter have you made?
None.
Oh, okay.
When he says this, I think he's making man butter. or baby butter, they call it, right?
Yeah, exactly. See, no one can see the motions that Brent was making, nor the... or your comparative motions. So.
We'll just say handshaking.
Kind of like
imagine
a shake weight.
Shake weight, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe not towards your face, as you would do with a shake weight.
Yeah.
They can't see that, but that's okay, because we can't see them thinking, man, they've overstayed their welcome.
You know, here's the thing, is that...
People are like, I am only listening to this episode out of obligation because of my OCD.
Every week, they invite us in, okay?
So, like a vampire.
Yeah, we're not busting down the door. We're there just patiently waiting. And most people choose to leave it closed. But if you're one of them,
I couldn't click on that. I'll listen to something else.
Yeah, exactly.
I do see what those margarine error guys are doing this week.
They'll listen to it and they'll say, I've been thinking about them. Uh-huh. I would say that Brent's you know, bringing it up is an implicit, what's the word? Endorser, yeah.
Well, we did get some nice messages this week, so I'll definitely fill you in on that stuff as well. Yes.
My favorite part.
Should we say this for the show?
No, it's fine. My favorite part about the Margarine Error podcast is when they choose their MVP. You know, they call it their pat on the back.
Yeah. I think
it's like a pat of butter.
Yeah, I get it. It's just the way that you go into your own world where you're no longer listening to anybody else or processing any other information as you continue to develop your own joke.
Just had to run down that dream.
Yeah. It's always a little disheartening too when somebody else says something that they think may be humorous or, you know, that you're reacting to that, then you're like, oh no, you're not reacting to what I said. You're just still reacting to your own thoughts and jokes.
Exactly. In my mind, I'm 37 jokes deep on margarine error.
Now I need to know. That's a real podcast, yes?
It's the one I just made up, yes.
Okay.
We've not actually posted an episode yet, but...
All right. I was thinking you were actually saying there was one that existed,
no.
And the pat of butter was, or pat on the back was something that actually did.
No.
Okay.
It was just a follow-up thought I had to that.
I'm proud of you for coming up with that big of a backstory so quickly.
Thank you.
I want to listen to that when you get it all done. Don't think I'm actually worthy of participating, but maybe as a guest star.
Maybe.
What do you call your listeners, like your churnies, or... Or that could be like your tournament at the end is the Tournament of Champions.
I like that.
I don't know. I'd like to see you make another podcast. I would listen to it. I'd listen to it far more than you've ever listened to ours.
Butter Buddies.
We already told you. So would it be, this is the Margarine Error podcast, where the Butter Buddies? Is that what it would be?
That's what his fans are.
Oh, okay. Be kind of almost like Butt Buddies, but Butter Buddies.
You can just call Butt Buddies if you want.
Yeah,
well, they get it.
I mean, butt stuff we already know is gold. So if you can play off of that, that's a solid.
Golden like butter?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. exactly. I like, too, that as people continue, that as people, I say, as you and I continue to make jokes about Brent's thing, he doesn't really think they're funny. He's like, I already mind this well. Yeah, let's move on.
That's my thing, you guys.
I can't think of any more butter puns.
Yeah. Well, you butter try harder. Anyway, all right. You guys ready to... You guys ready to start our last episode?
I think we gotta get going.
Are you?
I guess so.
Do you want to talk butter a little more before we get in?
Still thinking about your pun. Country crock.
Remember those commercials where it was just the hands and the butter? A tub?
I was like the parquet one, like the little talk and tell.
Oh, yeah,
parquet, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's right itself.
Exactly.
Do we want to call this our final one or just keep going?
Yeah, just move right.
Tune in next week.
It just feels like it'd be an NPR type of a podcast, you know, like something that'd be real dry. But
we could make it happen that way. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be tough for me to continue a podcast where we had even less listeners than we currently do. But you never know. There could be a huge butter community just waiting for their, you know, voice.
That's right, yeah. There's like no one represents us.
All right. So are you all buttered out now?
Yeah.
Okay. I love a good English muffin.
With the chips and the crannies.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Fork split.
It's the nooks and the crannies. The nooks and the crannies. Wild spreaders. Wild spreaders. What's that? There was an old bit that there's a video about a guy that was in hedonism, which is, you know, like a, I think a
swingers resort.
Yeah, exactly. And he was
like
being
singles?
Yeah, something like that.
What'd you say?
He said like sandals.
Exactly. Yes.
And there's this interview, and they're like, oh, what do you like about the resort? And he's like, the wild women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing. And then
sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Sounds so bad.
And then he gets down and he like kind of starts dancing around and doing some push-ups and whatnot. This is like at least a 50-year-old man. But
like the Six Flags guy?
Yeah, more or less. Not bald, but he had a nice head of hair. Yeah. And I think he was in a Speedo, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, didn't we see it on Tosh?
Yeah, it was Tosh.0 is where we saw it at. Yeah, it was an excellent clip. I totally imagine that would be ski in about 5 years.
Yeah. 5 years.
Well, I mean, you're 45, so I think I said he was about 50 or so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We're getting older fast.
Real fast.
This podcast didn't help.
No, that's for sure.
I was young and fresh when this thing started.
You were young. I don't know if you were fresh. Declined so much in the past 4 years.
Exactly. See?
All right.
Fire away, brother.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to another episode. God damn it.
And the streak continues.
Yeah, definitely.
Pitch the perfect game.
Yeah.